Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Yeah, if you're prepping for your lunch, maybe you're taking an early lunch at home today. If you're working, if you're not in the office, cookbook author and recipe writer Sarah Butler is here. She's back with a few batch cooked suggestions. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me. This is a good one this week.
Yeah, tell us about this. I'm really starving looking at this now.
Firstly, I'm sorry I didn't make more because I had a taste myself last night.
Oh, I'd easily eat two of them, yeah.
And I nearly ate all of these last night. So it's a sweet and smoky pulled chicken and it's so easy to make. That's the first thing. You just put everything into.
Yeah, I've never made pulled chicken or pork
before. It's much the same as slow cooked. It's just cooked for so long on a low heat that it just falls apart and you just rip it apart, shred it with your two forks and then you've got the lovely juices from the sauce. So as always, the recipe will be on the socials, but I'll just run through what you have. So you have your chicken breasts. You could also use pork. Work perfect with pork. Barbecue sauce and onion. This is quite unusual. First time trying this. Grated an onion, a small onion with a cheese grater into the chicken breasts on top. So that just really melts down into this lovely texture. It just disintegrates completely.
And it's chicken breasts, Sarah, you're using?
You can use, I suppose. Well, it probably would be best with breasts alone. So you have your onion grated, your barbecue sauce. You've got a little olive oil, Worcestershire sauce.
Yeah.
And some brown sugar. So you've got the barbecue and then the sweet.
You're putting all of this into what kind of
into a bowl with your chicken breasts and then mix it up into your slow cooker or into your oven covered. Yeah. I left it in my oven for about 3 hours covered.
Right. And what heat?
About 130.
Okay.
Not too hot. Fan if you can avoid fan, or if it is in fan, keep an eye on it. Covered, and I walked away and came back to that. So you shred it then. Just with two forks, shred up all the chicken.
Rip it apart,
and then put all those lovely juices back in. So it's a great one if you just want to have something a little bit different for wraps.
Sorry, so reusable for millions of different dishes. Are you, go back to the chicken a minute and the barbecue sauce. What barbecue sauce are you using?
Any barbecue sauce.
Any of them,
sauce.
Just throw it in.
Any that you have. I had one in the fridge. There's lots of different ones, spicy ones, more plain ones.
Gorgeous.
And adapt it. You can put a little bit of honey in if you don't have brown sugar. Replace that with your honey. It's just to get that balance of flavours and a little salt and pepper. But it is so easy. So if you wanted to make a load of them, I just did three chicken breasts. But if you had maybe six or seven, if you had a big family to feed.
You could easily have that with rice or
rice.
You're serving it here today in a tortilla wrap,
Have it in a sandwich, in a bap.
Reuse it for anything.
Cheese on top. I love my cheese.
Yeah.
So it is really, really versatile. Great. And with the weather being so hot one day and cold the next, there's a day that you don't want to have to put a stew on or something hot. So that's a handy one that you've got your meat there and it's a proper dinner and have it with, as you said, your rice, put on some veg in a wrap.
I've moved away now from the batch cooking the soups. We're done. Yeah.
It's like, the weather.
I just think mentally as well, I just associate soup with winter. Don't you? It's kind of,
Your salads. I made an extra batch of that salad that I've made.
So tell us about this.
This is great. It's really packs a punch when you take a bite of it. Yeah. So it's like a chopped Asian salad and there's nothing crazy. I know it sounds very exotic, but it's not really. I have red and white cabbage, cheap as chips to buy. Carrot, red and green pepper, sugar snaps, spring onions, coriander, sesame seeds and some toasted cashew nuts. If you want to put
them in. I think they give such a kick to this.
And a lovely texture. Yeah.
So it's kind of like it's a posh coleslaw nearly.
It is a posh coleslaw / salad. Yeah. Great if you have some veg to get used up. But the trick with this one is the dressing. So that again is something really easy that you have in your cupboard. Sesame oil, rice wine vinegar, honey, a lime juice and some ginger.
And then you mix that in with all of the veg for the kind of the Asian is it Asian slaw? Asian salad?
Yeah, I mixed it in with the veg. But if you wanted to make that on a Sunday night, like I did last night, I made a second one. I put all the veg into a Ziploc bag and I have the sauce separate. So every day I'll just take what I need. And put the sauce
why
over.
Did you do that? Because would
it
go dry?
It doesn't go soggy.
Oh, yeah.
The water, I suppose, on the veg.
Good idea.
Soggy. So I have a Ziploc bag of that at home.
Prepped
for sandwiches.
How, you have it's very professional. Like, I just wouldn't, get it cut it like this, but that sort of razor thin.
Very thin. I got myself a Japanese mandolin. I have to hold my hands together like this when I talk about it because it's so sharp.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But there is a guard. You have like a claw that you stick into your cabbage and then you slice it, but it gives wafer thin. And that is kind of the trick.
It is.
If you have chunky veg, yeah, it's not going to it's be not. The same.
No, and it's really tasty. There's a real crunch and a bite to
there
it.
There is. And that's yeah. the nuts. And as I said, you can leave them out if you don't want spring onions. If you want a more kick, a little bit of chilli in there would be lovely.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's just simple
this
stuff.
Is fab. Low calorie. Well.
Low calorie, loads of veg.
Yeah.
There's no fat
I'm
bar
about
in the sugar in the marinade. That's it.
But that's been divided out among all the proportions.
And it's been
divided
out. You know, there has to be a certain amount.
So the way you've served this today, and we put a photograph up too on socials of it, it's just in a tortilla wrap with baby gem lettuce. Mm-hmm.
So if you had people coming over, you could have nearly like a little station with your wraps. Yeah. You could have the bowl baps. Is that what they're called? You
know, yeah,
the
I love those
ones. So they can pick what they want. You can have pita pockets or soft rolls,
which you've made previously for us, your own homemade.
That's it. You don't have to make them. You can buy them if you want. So let people come in and pick what they want. That's great with kids as well. If they get to pick things and put them in, and then you have your pulled chicken and your lovely salad, lettuce. There's lettuce in there as well for extra crunch. And if you want to add in extra nuts, coriander, sesame seeds to make it look nice and pretty.
Yeah, they really do add a nice touch, don't they?
Sesame seeds are great.
I presume like the chicken, we can very easily cook, freeze. That's done. Yeah. Have it. Yeah, your pulled chicken. No issue on that front. Yeah. What about the Asian salad?
I have frozen coleslaw before.
There's no mayonnaise in this.
No, there's no mayonnaise in that. So that's where, as you said, it is low fat because you're just using those few oils, the sesame oil and the rice wine vinegar, a little honey. I have frozen coleslaw before and it comes out 80% as good as new.
Okay. So
better than I expected. You know, better than I expected because it is going to hold water and get a little soggy. But yeah, it works if you're stuck.
I would say this is a real people pleaser.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, good crowd
pleaser.
And it's
a wow one. It's one that's very easy to make, but when people taste it, they go, oh, wow, that must be really hard to make. But it's
sure, even noodles or anything in the
noodles,
mix. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
Fab, very easy to reuse and repurpose. I'm all about that.
Yeah.
Listeners wondering, can you freeze stuffed peppers? I've made far too much for dinner tonight. There's turkey mince in them.
Yeah, of course you can.
Because
you're gonna be oven baking them, so that's gonna take the moisture out.
Yeah,
you know you can freeze peppers, so absolutely pop them in your freezer, and then
would they go? Would the peppers go a little bit soggy though?
Well, not when they're going into an oven.
Oh, I wonder if they had them cooked. No, they must have. Maybe they cooked them.
They're cooked and then they're gone in.
Yeah,
again, it'd probably be 80% okay if you take them out and frost them. They're never going to be like they are going in.
Yeah.
Depending, you know, some things are great and they're perfect. Like bread is perfect when it comes out. But anything that can kind of hold moisture.
Moisture is, yeah, not the same.
Soggy,
yeah. Another texter is allergic to onions. I'd love a few recipes that don't have onions in them. Irish chefs put onions into everything. Yeah. I've been told that the red onion in the salad is chopped up very small.
Yes.
Yeah, it might be, but sure, very simply, you could easily make that recipe without your onion
and
the chicken.
Oh, just in this recipe, 100%. If it's just the onion, just leave it out. Yeah.
Any replacements they can use for it?
Gosh, that's a hard one. It's really hard when people, can't eat certain things. So if anyone listening has a replacement for an onion, I'm a sucker for the onions.
Yeah, I know. I love them
butter.
As well. Yeah, you do. You
it's
love the butter,
all
right?
It's a hard one to replace. Yeah. It is a hard one.
087 1400 106, that is the number. I know we're in that kind of peak season now of Holy Communion and Confirmation and people are thinking about, you know, if they're having friends or family over after the Communions and Confirmations, looking for batch cooked, like easy serving suggestions. Like it is that bit, like it's much, it'll be cheaper for people to do this at home than bringing a crowd of people out for a meal.
Do you know, I think it's not even about the money, it's about the stress levels. I have so many people contacting me going, I have to cook for 40 people, what am I going to do? And my advice would always be, do a buffet style. Do something that you can make the day before, like a big beef stew or a couple of lasagnas or a curry, loads of salads, green salads, pasta salads, rice salads, the likes of that.
Yeah.
Put them out in big bowls, a load of crusty bread, brown bread, and let them off. Let them get what they want. Order in from takeout for the kids, nuggets and chips. And that way you're not stressing. It's in the fridge, even down to desserts. Yeah. Make what you can the day before and then do buffet style. Line it all up and let them eat when they want. Because you're never going to have everyone sitting together
at the one time. No. You probably don't want. I mean, who can host
and you want to enjoy
40 people?
Day. Yeah. It's really
do you know, we might actually talk specifically about that kind of catered hosting for people. If you're looking for Holy Communion or Confirmation dinner or meal ideas, Sarah might be back with that next week. Listeners wondering if you can help. They have a very fussy 8-year-old who eats pasta, but quite fussy over anything in it. Anything you could suggest? Well, so they just eat plain pasta then?
There is that lovely hidden veg sauce. I think we did it here
yes,
with pizza bagels. And that has changed so many houses where the kids don't realise. So that's where you oven roast all the veg. It's on my page. I'll share it again today in my stories. Another thing is to let them help you make it. I know it's hard with time and everything, but sometimes when you get them in and help them put the veg in and let's see what this tastes like, it can help.
Yeah, you know, get them involved in the process.
You know what? You'll get there. Don't worry. I was the same. The worry, the mom guilt that they're not eating the vegetables. They'll hit an age and you'll go, I can't believe you're eating that. And I bought for how long? You know, it does work.
Force feeding.
Eventually.
Can you freeze a fresh sponge cake? It was my birthday over the weekend. I was given 3 cakes. I don't want to waste them.
It is the best way is to freeze your sponge. That's, I think, how most of the wedding people who make the cakes do that, because they have to have such a volume of cakes made. They'll make the sponge and they'll freeze it. It freezes so well. So I would say slice it up into portions and freeze it away. Take it out.
Yeah, I suppose it's the cream though. I wonder, is that what they mean?
Mind you, freeze cream, freeze milk.
Freeze it.
Mm-hmm.
Tom, though, I can tell you, if you're coming back next week with ideas and suggestions for people on entertaining and batch cooking, Tom has said, if I went to an occasion in somebody's house and was offered lasagna, I'd walk out. So you better, whatever you do, come back next Monday.
Don't invite Tom to your communion.
Exactly. Or let's come up with some other suggestion beyond.
There's loads. We'll come up with that.
It's always beef stroganoff or chicken curry to my mind. Like, it just seems to be the absolute hot pot.
It's hard to tick all the boxes, to try and do it the night before, the day before. Yeah. To enjoy your day, to keep everyone happy with their different tastes. You know, it's a tricky one. But
well, do you know what, Tom? Especially for you, we'll come up with something a little bit different for next Monday. Sarah Butler, cookbook author and recipe writer. Sarah, thanks a million.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.